Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. We're Chosh. Or Juck. Doesn't matter. And this is Stuff You Should Know.
This is Short Stuff.
Yeah, Short Stuff You Should Know. Man, my mind, Chuck.
You all right?
No.
Okay. Let's continue.
Okay.
We're talking about Centralia.
Yeah, which we've talked about before. I don't know if it was in an Abandoned Places episode or...
I think that.
I don't remember what else we would have talked about it in, but we have definitely talked about it.
Yeah, unless we talked about Cole, maybe. But that's the Venn diagram of Abandoned Places and Cole. Mm-hmm. Sits Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Right.
The very smallest municipality in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And it is a former mining community a couple of hours northwest of Philly that it was always a small town, a small mining town. I think it only had about 1,400 people there in the early 1960s. But now there are less than 10 people for one very scary reason. And what is that?
Well, the scary reason is that when you're walking around Centralia, the earth may open up and swallow you into a fiery pit at any given moment without any warning.
Yeah.
How's
that's
that?
A good way to say it.
Thank you.
So what happened? Well, we don't know exactly what happened. There's a few different versions of this story that we'll go over in a second, but the end result of each of these stories is that in 1962, there is still burning from that year a coal seam fire, literally coal on fire underground under Centralia and the surrounding area of Centralia, Pennsylvania.
Right. Which is, I mean, that's a very alarming thing because I think any person who hears that says, well, how would you put one of those out? And the answer to that is, by the time it's been burning for 70 years, you don't. It burns itself out. And then an average reasonable person would be like, whoa, there's a lot of coal underground. Can it just keep burning like indefinitely? And the answer to that reasonable person is absolutely.
So these seams are naturally occurring coal deposits. They're called seams in the industry. They are sort of like veins that run through the earth that are made of coal, and they can, it's not like this is a rare thing. Coal seam fires happen a lot.
Yeah.
And can happen all over, and do happen all over the world.
I had no idea. I mean, I've known about Centralia's fire for many, many years, but I had no idea that this is a very common thing. It's very alarming, really.
Centralia.
What did I say?
You said Centralia, and you don't want to anger those 10 people.
Oh, it's like saying Nevada?
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Way do they not like it?
They say only people in Nevada call it Nevada.
Okay, yeah, everybody else calls it Nevada.
It really makes them mad.
Right.
I don't want to do that to the people, good people of Centralia, all 10 of them.
So I'm just going to call it C-Town then to cover my bases.
Yeah, okay.
Because now if I just spend time thinking about it, it'll just totally derail this whole episode.
Well, let's go back to coal seam fires.
Okay. So they're very common, like you said. Apparently in China, something like, well, there's a 3,000-mile stretch of a coal mining belt around China. And I guess at any given time, a pretty decent proportion of it is on fire with these coal seam fires, which is problematic. There's a town in India called Jharia, and it has had a coal seam fire going on since 1918 and has lost something like 41 million tons of coal to this fire. Just up in smoke, quite literally.
Yeah. Obviously, this happens more often if the miners didn't do the right thing when they left.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're down there mining and they've got these tunnels and you got to take care of that stuff when you leave. You can't just say, all right, we're out of here and put the gone fishing sign out front.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of mine owners have done that for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't have like the right supports to keep the ground from collapsing, that can be a fire risk as well.
Yeah,
so
I saw.
Got to fill them in.
I saw also, Chuck, that there's this company that developed a what they call a cellular foam. It's actually a mixture of Portland cement and fly ash, which is a very difficult waste to get rid of, and some other stuff. And it's a foam you can spray on whatever coal's left over, and it will prevent these fires from catching, which is a really great thing. And also, it gets rid of, like I said, that fly waste or fly ash waste that's tough to remediate on its own. So you're killing two birds with one stone. But one of the reasons that you would want to seal off whatever coal seam is left after you abandon a mine is because it's not just dipstick humans who set coal seam fires. Like, they can happen quite naturally, too. And because that's a very tantalizing thing to say, I suggest, Chuck, that we take an ad break right now.
All right, let's do it. Stuff you should know.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now's the payoff, everybody. Coal seam fires can start under natural circumstances. Go, Chuck.
Yeah, they are. They can even spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
And once they get going, especially this anthracite coal, it is very, very hard to put out. Produces a lot of heat, and that self-heat, it just sort of is a cyclical thing. It just sort of stays on fire. And that's why when you're shipping coal, it's dangerous to ship coal. When they get on those big steamer ships, It's dangerous.
Yeah, because as the coal oxidizes, I think pyrite inside the coal, as it oxidizes, it starts to heat up. So the coal can heat up from inside out, and it can get hot enough that it can actually self-ignite, spontaneously combust, like you were saying. So imagine having like a tanker ship full of coal, and you're a sailor on that ship, and you are fully aware that coal can spontaneously ignite. Wouldn't you be nervous?
That'd be a little nerve-wracking.
Especially because, so you know that ship is on fire in San Diego, the Navy ship right now, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying that it's reaching temperatures of about 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and it was melting steel. It was that hot. Well, friend, the coal seam fire in Centralia, did I say it right?
Centralia.
Man, it has been shown to reach at least temperatures of 1,350 degrees, which is something like 732 degrees Celsius. So
wow.
If that happened on your ship, it would definitely burn a hole right through your ship and you would be sunk down to Davy Jones' locker.
Yeah, so how this thing started, there are a few different versions. My money is on probably the most popular version, which was on May 27th, 1962. They burned a landfill on purpose. This was something that would happen regularly, is you would burn the trash, literally, and that this trash burn kind of got into that coal seam, and boom, there you have it. And it started a fire that has never been put out to this day. Other versions of the story was that it was another garbage fire, and not that one on May 27th, lit by a truck driver. And then another one is that it started in the 1930s, I think, and has just been around. And then in the 1960s, it was kind of noticed for the first time.
Yeah. I like that one myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the idea that it was kind of smoldering and then all of a sudden, you know?
Maybe a flapper through their cigarette?
I could totally see that, sure. That might be sexist, though. So let's just say it could have been a flapper or a boy toy.
Okay. either way, though, that thing caught on fire, started sweeping through those tunnels. We're talking 100 to 300 feet down below the earth is still on fire. You can still see it today. There's some cool little short version YouTube documentaries where news crews have gone out and stuff about Centralia. And on rainy days, you stand there, especially on rainy days, and you just see that steam and smoke mm-hmm. coming out
right.
from the earth itself.
Yeah. Which is why one reason why it gave rise to the video game and then later on the movie Silent Hill. It's just this creepy abandoned town. Although the astounding thing is that it's not fully abandoned. Like you said, there are some people there still. I think there's 10 people that live there still. And they live there because they basically said, I'm not moving. And so the government of Pennsylvania finally said, fine, you guys, lifelong residents, of original residents of Centralia, you can stay here until
Centralia.
You die. And what'd you say in chill?
I said Centralia.
Whatever.
You said Centralia again.
I don't care anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people of C-Town. I'm mispronouncing your name. I'm offending 10 people right now.
Well, the government tried to get them out of there. They took away their zip code in 2002. They were like, sorry, no zip code. I don't know if they were like, we need that for somewhere else or we're just retiring it.
It's quite a burn, though.
Oh, a big burn. No pun intended.
None.
They took away Route 61, or part of it, at least, that ran through there. And some people say it's closed forever. Other people say, like, it could reopen again one day. I don't think it will.
No, who says it could reopen one day? That's ridiculous.
And one of those documentaries, like, you know, the idea was if this thing gets under control, they could rebuild the road and
no, Centralia is toast.
Going.
One reason why they decided to move everybody out of there, and it was done with taxpayer-funded, basically, like, moving fund.
Well, not everyone has given up hope.
Well, the reason why they started moving everybody, I think in the early 80s, some kid was playing in one of the streets and the street just collapsed under him and he was hanging by his fingers above this like burning pit that he was about to drop into. And they're like, okay, I don't think Centralia is safe to live in. That was 40 years ago. So the town's done nothing but get more unstable since then. So that, at the very least, that highway's not opening back up. They've also demolished like 500 buildings there too.
You know what actually happened to that kid?
What?
In 1982 is he went to investigate some smoke and the thing exploded and shot him 50 feet up into the air.
I think it was a different kid.
Was it?
I don't know. I don't like the idea that I got something wrong though.
And it just so happened to be on the same day that a bunch of news crews and local politicians were there. And that was not a good look at all.
No, for sure.
The kid lived, by the way.
Great. Well, the kid lived in my version, too.
Yeah. That's good.
So that's good.
They've tried a bunch of things over the years to extinguish it. They put vent pipes in the 80s. And the idea there was not to put out the fire, but to direct these noxious gases, because, you know, there's all kinds of nasty stuff being put into the air, to vent those at least away from the town. And some people said that's not working. And in fact, it's feeding the fire with oxygen, so they seal them up.
Right. So where does that leave us, Chuck?
Well, they've also tried to put it out altogether. In 1969, they dug, sort of like a fire break, they dug a trench down to try and reach that seam in front of the fire, but the fire went so fast they didn't go far enough ahead. It beat them to where they were digging down, and they just went, nuts.
Right. But apparently that's like, that's kind of par for the course. Like they're just really tough to put out. You can kind of understand how that would be the case. From what I've read, you have to stay on top of it immediately after you notice this, and then continue monitoring it basically indefinitely, because it can just keep flaring up. And in fact, there's something called Burning Mountain, Mount Wingen, or Wingen, in New South Wales, Australia, that they think has been burning for 6,000 years now.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Man.
Well, that's
scary stuff.
I think so too. But that was a good one, don't you think?
I think it was great.
Great. Well, we hope that you think the same thing too. And since we've run out of stuff to talk about Centralia, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.